Okay, so there's this thing called Nano that just landed. Sandbox for AI agents, zero latency, zero setup, zero disk overhead. No VM, no container, no daemon. You run it and your agent is just in a sandbox.
Right.
Built by the Sigstore team. Same people who did the supply chain security thing for PyPI, NPM, all that. And I'm reading through the docs and the product move is just so clean.
Yeah. Kernel enforced least privileged sandbox. Mac OS, Linux, Windows WSL2. But the part that caught me is the tool isolation.
That's the whole thing, right? Like, most sandboxes put the agent in a box and call it done. Nano actually sandboxes the tools the agent delegates to. Git, Go, curl, kubectl, whatever's on page.
Exactly. So the agent runs with one set of policies, and when it calls git, gets its own child sandbox. Separate file system, separate network rules, separate credentials. The agent can't widen the tool sandbox from inside the session.
That is such a good move because that's where the actual secrets live, right? That's where the damage happens. An agent can ask for Git all day, but Git only gets the repo and the trusted Git config files.
And the credential proxy is doing endpoint filtering, L7 rules. So a GitHub token can be scoped to specific API methods and paths. Not just here's a token, go wild.
Okay, so the policy lives in the profile, which is JSON. Composable, auditable JSON. You can review the exact file system grants, network rules, credentials before you share it with your team.
Which means the policy is not living inside the agent's context window where it can be prompt injected to pieces.
Exactly. That's the architecture win.
The quick start is genuinely frictionless, though. Curl install, then nanorun.profile-nolabs-ilash-opencode. And opencode runs with read-write access to the current directory and nothing else.
And if you want to customize it, you scaffold a profile. Nano profile init, opencode.extends, nolabs ilash opencode. Then you edit the JSON, review it, share it.
Fair warning. I've read a lot of agent sandboxing docs, and the policy JSON is dense. Credential proxy config, invocation policies, endpoint filtering. Teams will need to actually understand what they're writing.
But that's not a bug. That's the feature. If you're actually controlling what a tool can do, the complexity is real. At least it's inspectable.
Yeah, and to be clear, we're reading the docs, not rederiving the whole sandbox model, so a detail could be off. But the shape of it is solid.
The team's built this on real work. They've got Sigstore credibility. They're shipping library bindings for Rust, Python, TypeScript, Go. Engineers at large tech companies are using Nano in production right now.
And Nano pioneered the zero latency, zero setup angle. The sandbox space is crowded. Upstash and others offer cold start speed, GPU access, strong isolation, edge latency. But Nano's playing local, kernel enforced, zero overhead, policy first.
In a landscape where open weight models and closed frontier labs are fighting on capability and cost, the infrastructure for safe agent execution is becoming the real differentiator.
The question is adoption. Will teams actually use the policy complexity, or will they just default to blanket allow?
That's a fair bet. But the fact that the option exists and the defaults are conservative is already a win. If you want to try it, curl FSSL, the link in the show notes, vertical bar shesh, or brew install Nano on macOS. Then Nano search to find an agent, nanorun.profile to sandbox it.
And if you want to customize, Nano profile init is your entry point.
This is the kind of infrastructure move that doesn't get headlines, but makes the difference between shipping agents safely and shipping agents at all, Kathy. That's the whole episode.